From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama says Egypt is not going back to the way it was before protesters took to the streets nearly 2 weeks ago. In an interview on Fox Television, Mr. Obama says it's clear the people of Egypt want freedom. When asked by Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly if the new government would include the Muslim Brotherhood, the president said the country needs to choose its path.
It's important for us not to say that our only two options are either the Muslim Brotherhood or a suppressed
but you don't want the Muslim
Egyptian people. What I want is a representative government in Egypt.
Mr. Obama says the Muslim Brotherhood is a well-organized opposition group with some strains of ideology that are anti-American. It's being called by opposition groups a first step. Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman today held talks with opposition groups, and they agreed to set up a committee to study constitutional reforms. But most of the groups said the talks fell far short. And as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the youth movement that has led street protests against the regime said they did not recognize the meeting.
Leading political opposition figures said the meeting with Vice President Suleiman was positive and that he offered new concessions, including promises of press freedoms and to release those detained since protests began almost 2 weeks ago. But several groups in attendance said it was only a first step and that the two sides were still far apart on several key issues of political reform. In addition, a coalition of groups representing Egyptian youth who've helped organize the daily protests in Tahrir Square said the gathering did not represent them. Youth leader Ahmed Maher. Any young people now talking with Omar Suleiman or anyone else in the government doesn't represent the youth groups that called for the January 25th revolt, Maher said. We are all united on this, he added. No more negotiations before Mubarak's departure. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.
President Ronald Reagan would have been 100 years old today, and the nation's conservatives assembled in Simi Valley, California this weekend to celebrate his legacy, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
It was a birthday party fit for the Gipper, a 21-gun salute, a military jet flyover, and Republicans galore at the Reagan Library. Nancy Reagan, now 89 years old, got a standing ovation for her simple line, "Happy birthday, Ronnie."
Happy birthday.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney talked earlier in the weekend about how Reagan reshaped the world.
He stands tall in memory, and let us always be grateful that such a man came along when this nation and all the world needed him most.
The Beach Boys and Amy Grant led the crowd in song. The cake, of course, was red, white, and blue. Robert Smith, NPR News.
President Obama calls Ronald Reagan a believer. This is NPR News from Washington. It's time to find the comfy seat and grab a plate of appetizers. The Super Bowl game is about to begin. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers have won 9 of the 44 previous NFL championships.
The Super Bowl is America's annual spectacle of excess, but one element of that will be missing today at the palatial billion-dollar-plus Cowboys Stadium. Green Bay and Pittsburgh are two of a handful of NFL teams without cheerleaders, meaning football fans will have to direct their attention to other things, like the estimated 11 minutes of actual football in a game that will stretch on for nearly 4 hours. But it should be a scintillating 11 minutes. Two great defenses, two great quarterbacks. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, in particular, has been dazzling in the postseason. He's completed nearly three-fourths of his passes. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger doesn't have the lofty stats, but his size, he's 6'5", 240 pounds, and his ability to scramble and create plays on the run present a huge challenge to the Packers' defense. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
With 106 million viewers expected to tune into the Super Bowl game, it is prime time for advertisers. It's costing them $3 million for a 30-second ad. That breaks down to about $100,000 a second. Some of the commercials expected to be receiving a lot of buzz are a Best Buy spot pairing Justin Bieber and Ozzy Osbourne, and a VW commercial bringing us a pint-sized Darth Vader trying to use the Force. He's not playing in today's game, but Tom Brady is still a winner. The New England Patriots quarterback has been selected as this year's Associated Press NFL Most Valuable Player. It was a unanimous vote. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.